Hello, welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic, step off the dieting treadmill. Here are five cutting-edge 21st century scientific breakthroughs that lead to weight loss and well-being without dieting. In other words, today's episode is your roadmap for replacing last century's diet think, which doesn't work for most of us, with scientifically sound strategies that can lead to weight loss success. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and host of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, and I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed, step-by-step weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. There's an irony at the heart of the struggle to lose weight. For decades, we've known which foods and eating behaviors for weight loss and physical and mental well-being can work. Yet, most of us continue to buy into traditional diet think we learned last century, a way of thinking about food and eating that clearly doesn't work for most of us. Today, you'll discover the 21st century science you need to step off the dieting treadmill so you can eat less and weigh less without dieting. First, some perspective. What's the first step most of us take when we decide to lose weight? Typically, we turn to traditional dieting and deprivation. This means we often try the latest diet du jour, which means counting calories. I call this eating by number. Or we look for the magic mix of protein, carbs, and fat in food that'll let the pounds dissolve. I'm sure most of you know that whatever it is we're doing to lose weight isn't working. Here's why. In the 1950s, 70 years ago, about 10% of U.S. adults were obese. Since the 1960s, obesity among American adults has tripled. Today, close to 43% of us are obese and 31% are overweight. This means that today, almost 75% of Americans are either overweight or obese. At the same time, while obesity rates continue to soar over the decades, as I talk with you today, 17% of Americans, that's more than 58 million people, are on a traditional low-calorie deprivation diet. You've heard it before. Diets don't work. I want to pause for a moment to say this. In my opinion, for those of you who feel shame and guilt when you can't lose weight, it's not your fault. It is not a personal failing. Rather, I believe the struggle millions of you have with losing weight and keeping it off has a lot to do with not only the food products that have become normal for most of us, meaning the standard American diet, SAD, SAD for short, you know, ultra-processed fast food, supersized burgers, pepperoni, pizzas, chips, and more, but we also continue to struggle with weight because of how we've learned to eat over the last few decades, alone, to self-medicate stress and anxiety with comfort food while doing other things, such as working at your computer or driving. We now know that these food choices and eating behaviors lead to overeating and to weight gain. Today, I'm going to give you what I call the real thing, dependable, science-backed insights based on 21st century breakthroughs you can trust in order to step off the dieting treadmill and instead be empowered to make a real difference in your weight and well-being without dieting. In other words, I'll give you a clear roadmap to eat less and weigh less by translating cutting-edge 21st century weight loss research into actions you can take to overcome overeating and overweight, again, without dieting. The bottom line, I'm telling you about a revisioning of nutritional health, a new nutrition model based on 21st century breakthrough discoveries that give you the insights you need to lose weight and to enhance your physical and mental well-being for the long term. In other words, enough with last century's diet think and calorie countings. My intention is to give you the 21st century science you need to radically reshape your perspective on food, eating, and weight. Why? Because I believe if you reset your relationship with food, it will allow you to embrace a life where you're mentally and emotionally freer, happier, and healthier. In other words, as you'll see, today's five breakthroughs give you the scientifically sound insights you need to turn food and eating into one of life's greatest pleasures. Ultimately, we're talking about a dietary lifestyle, your most of the time way of eating that leads to enjoying food, losing weight as a side effect, and to enhancing your physical and emotional well-being for the long term. Here are the five 21st century breakthroughs that lead not only to weight loss, but to whole person health, meaning physical and also emotional, spiritual, and social well-being. Breakthrough number one, epigenetics. I describe breakthrough number one this way. Reclaim your health destiny. Program your genes for wellness. Because of a key 21st century scientific breakthrough about food and your health called epigenetics, we now know the food you eat is more, much more than an amalgam of nutrients. Epigenetics tells us that food also sends signals to your genes that can reset them for wellness or illness. In other words, the emerging science of epigenetics is rewriting the rules of the genes you inherit, the food you eat, and in turn, your health. Here's how it works. In 2003, two researchers named Robert Waterland and Randy Jertle designed a landmark study on the emerging new field of epigenetics, which explores how lifestyle, which includes diet, stress, physical activity, sleep quality, and so on, how lifestyle elements, especially diet, can reset your genes for wellness or illness. Since then, many more studies have linked the power of epigenetics to curtail cancer, slow aging, and more. But could epigenetics also help to overcome obesity? Waterland and Jertle wanted to know. To find out, the researchers focused their attention on a particular strain of mice that carry what's called the Egouti gene. Not only does this mutant gene make Egouti mice obese and ravenous, it also makes them prone to heart disease and cancer and diabetes, and in turn, shortened lifespans. Given the life-threatening conditions that Egouti mice inherit, the epigenetic question Waterland and Jertle wanted to explore was this. Would a mild modification in the diet of Egouti mothers affect the genetic legacy and susceptibility to obesity and other diseases they passed on to their children? If so, it would mean that just a subtle nutritional change in the pregnant mom's diet could have an epigenetic influence on her offspring that was so dramatic it might lead to normal weight, a normal mousy brown coat, a disease-free life, and a normal lifespan. To find out, Waterland and Jertle designed their deceptively simple but groundbreaking study. Just prior to the mother mice becoming pregnant, the scientists supplemented the mother's already adequate diet with a group of four vitamins that are called methyl donors. folic acid, B12, choline, and betaine. They chose these methyl supplements because many prior studies had linked this particular methyl group of four vitamins with the power to launch epigenetic changes that switch genes either on or off. What does this mean? Switch off a particular problematic gene with, say, the four methyl vitamins, and the ailment isn't likely to express itself or manifest. On the other hand, without the four methyl vitamins, the health-threatening gene is likely to switch on, and the disease does indeed express or manifest. With the chemical switch made possible by the methyl group consumed by the mother mice, silence the harmful effects of the Gaudy gene in their offspring. Remarkably, the offspring in Jurl and Waterland's study suggest this is exactly what happened. Unlike the obese, sickly parent mice that were given the methyl donors, most of their offspring were slender. They weren't prone to heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, and they had a normal lifespan. Without changing the DNA of the mice, the methyl donors that had attached to the Gaudy gene in pregnant Gaudy mothers suppressed its devastating health effects in the offspring. And the profound transformation was due to a simple change in the mother's diet just before conception. This epigenetic news gets even better because it reveals it's never too late to reap the health rewards, regardless of the genes with which you were born. In other words, the diet most of us typically eat each day now enables your genes either to express or suppress illness or wellness. This tells us that genes are not your destiny. Rather, the foods you choose each day can help you to fulfill your health potential and, in this way, reclaim your health destiny. Breakthrough number two, nutritional epigenetics, which I describe this way. Reset your genes with food now for weight loss and well-being. Some call it a new paradigm and the medicine of the future. At the same time, it is so profoundly changing our understanding of health and healing, the National Institutes of Health has poured multi-millions of dollars into research on it. What's the brouhaha about? Nutritional epigenetics. The emerging new science about how the foods you eat switch genes on or off that can lead either to wellness or illness. In this way, nutritional epigenetics empowers you to increase odds of preventing, even reversing, an ailment with diet. In other words, research on nutritional epigenetics tells us that the food choices we make each day have the power to override the health tendency coded in your genes. This means that your daily diet may have a powerful impact on your genes and in turn your health. Clearly, the promise of nutritional epigenetics is pregnant with promise. What I mean is this. The diet gene science of nutritional epigenetics can help the millions of us who struggle not only with weight concerns, but also with other major diet-linked body-mind conditions, from heart disease and diabetes to cancer and depression. In other words, many chronic conditions that have become common to so many Americans. But you don't have to wait and see. You can start benefiting from the emerging science of nutritional epigenetics today. To get started, it's pretty safe to say that it is nutrients such as vitamins, minerals, fiber, phytochemicals, and more in plant-based foods specifically fresh fruits and veggies and whole grains, legumes, raw nuts and seeds, that have been shown to switch off health-harming genes and in this way increase odds of preventing, even reversing, a chronic condition. This is because when health-harming genes are switched off, wellness can manifest instead of illness. Breakthrough number three. I describe number three this way. Want gut health? Discover the healing power of food in your microbiome. For decades, excitement and interest in the gut microbiome has become a growing understanding, has come from a growing understanding that its trillions of organisms in your gut have the power to transform both your physical and mental health. Let's take a closer look at the role that food plays in shaping the microbiome and transforming your health. A life-changing, groundbreaking national research project about your gut microbiome done in the 21st century has given us pioneering, quantum leap, newly discovered insights into what may be the underlying causes of many chronic physical and mental conditions with which millions of us struggle. And ultimately, it comes down to the balance of good and bad organisms in your gut. Simply put, the microbiome is the genetic material of all the trillions of microbes, such as bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses, that live on and inside the human body. Our gut microbiome is made up of between 10 to 100 trillion bacteria, fungi, and viruses, and it is a complex ecosystem of microorganisms that live in our digestive systems. And these trillions of organisms play a powerful role in up to 90% of your physical and mental health. I'm going to repeat that. The trillions of organisms in your gut play a powerful role in up to 90% of your physical and mental health. Here's how it works. Poor gut health, meaning too much bad bacteria, or put another way, a decrease in good gastrointestinal bacteria, increases odds of dozens of physical health problems and mental disorders. For instance, it can lead to a weakened immune system. Did you know that 70% of your immune system, which fights disease, is in your gut? Too much bad bacteria is also linked with inflammation and increased odds of overweight and obesity, and heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, some cancers, cognitive decline, think Alzheimer's, and also to mood disorders. The gut microbiome also has a huge impact on our mental health and emotions. What foods lead to lots of bad bacteria? You guessed it. Lots of denatured, nutrient-deficient foods that are processed, fried, high sugar, etc., are likely to create an overabundance of bad bacteria that could allow both ill health and negative emotions to bloom. What to eat to up the odds of lots of good gut bacteria and in turn mental and physical well-being? The nutrient-dense, health-enhancing foods that lead to gut health include fresh, whole, plant-based foods, such as fruit and veggies and whole grains. Think quinoa, brown rice, and whole wheat. Also legumes, meaning beans and peas, and raw, not roasted, nuts and seeds with smaller servings of grass-fed, free-range, animal-based food. Ultimately, this is the well-known Mediterranean diet we all hear so much about, voted the number one best diet for health by U.S. News and World Report 6 years in a row. Here's the bottom line. The foods you choose fresh and plant-based versus mostly UPFs, ultra-processed foods, and that are your most-of-the-time way of eating can give you a lot of control over the health and balance of your microbiome and, in turn, your weight, your emotions, and overall well-being. And we know this because state-of-the-art 21st century science has discovered that the food you choose has a lot to do with the balance of good and bad bacteria in your microbiome and, in turn, your weight and physical and mental well-being. This means you really can reclaim your health destiny through the foods you choose each day. The choice is yours. Okay, next, I describe breakthrough numbers 4 and 5 this way. Discover whole person integrative eating, a dietary lifestyle to treat the root causes of overeating, overweight, and obesity. These next two breakthroughs, numbers 4 and 5, are based on a 21st century optimal eating program that is nothing less than a revisioning of nutritional health. Called Whole Person Integrative Eating, WPIE for short, this pioneering program offers documented proof that it is possible to overcome overeating, overweight, and obesity by nourishing yourself multidimensionally each time you eat. Here's what I mean. The paradigm-shifting, well-researched message in whole-person integrative eating is this. Food influences not only the physical dimensions of health and healing, but also your emotional, spiritual, and social well-being, ergo, whole-person integrative eating. I'm passionate about whole-person integrative eating because this science-backed program is based on a groundbreaking study I did with behavioral scientist and my husband, Larry Sherwitz. Here's what happened. To discover whole-person integrative eating, I went on what I call a nutrition journey around the world to research ancient food wisdom from world religions and Eastern healing systems, such as India's Ayurvedic medicine and China's traditional Chinese medicine, because these are the sources humankind turned to for thousands of years prior to the evolution of nutritional science as we know it today in the early 1900s. After Larry and I spent months reviewing this ancient food wisdom, we identified 7 perennial principles about optimal eating that are consistent through all ancient food wisdom. These are the principles that comprise whole person integrative eating. In a study Larry and I did with more than 5,000 people, 5,256 people to be exact, those who completed my 6-week, 18-lesson online e-course on whole person integrative eating ate less and lost weight without dieting. Our study is groundbreaking because it identifies a scientifically sound program for halting, even reversing, overeating, overweight, and obesity by replacing Larry's and my newly discovered, newly identified new normal overeating styles with the antidotes to the overeating styles, which are the elements of our whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle, meaning your most of the time way of eating. In other words, WPIE is not a traditional deprivation diet, something you go on then off. Rather, whole person integrative eating is a lifetime practice, kind of like yoga, something you get better and better at over time. What's especially helpful for you to know is this. Of the 7 pillars of whole person integrative eating, only one is about what to eat, meaning your everyday food choices. The other 6 pillars are about how to eat, meaning your eating behaviors. And scores and scores of other state-of-the-art studies support the weight loss power of each principle of whole person integrative eating. Here are the 7 new normal overeating styles Larry and I identified and the elements of our whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle that are the antidotes to each overeating style. Each perennial principle leads to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Number 1, what to eat, get fresh. These are your food choices. To eat less and weigh less, choose fresh whole food in its natural state as often as possible. This means a diet of mostly plant-based foods, fruits and veggies and whole grains and legumes and nuts and seeds, with small or few servings of fresh, unprocessed, animal-based foods such as dairy, fish, poultry, and meat. This is the opposite of the whole person integrative eating, fast foodism overeating style, which includes mostly fast, ultra-processed, and animal-based food products that lead to overweight and other diet-linked chronic conditions. How to eat. These are your eating behaviors. The following 6 pillars about how to eat, meaning your eating behaviors, for weight loss and well-being, have traveled through the centuries. Each is supported by many of today's scientific studies as a path to eating less and weighing less. Most, if not all, of these eating behaviors should be familiar to you. The first WPI eating behavior is positive emotions. Number 2, if you turn to high-carb, high-fat, high-sugar food when you experience negative emotions such as anxiety, depression, or anger, it's likely the whole person integrative eating overeating style of emotional eating is the key reason you overeat and gain weight. The antidotes? Be aware of feelings and thoughts before, during, and after eating. And enjoy food while filled with positive emotions, such as gratitude, serenity, and joy. The next WPIE eating behavior is moment-to-moment mindfulness. Number 3, eating while doing other things, working at your computer, watching TV, driving, is the task snacking new normal whole person integrative eating overeating style. To eat less and weigh less, bring moment-to-moment non-judgmental awareness to every aspect of the meal. The next whole person integrative eating behavior is heartfelt gratitude. Number 4, the food fretting whole person integrative eating overeating style, new normal overeating style, means you are often over-concerned about the best way to eat, or you diet a lot, and typically you count calories, carbs, or fat grams. This is the food fretting overeating style. To up the odds of weight loss and well-being, replace in your head food fretting with the whole person integrative eating antidote, appreciate food and its origins from the heart. The next WPIE eating behavior is number 5, loving regard. Larry and I were surprised and excited to discover that the sensory disregard overeating style, not taking time to enjoy the colors, flavors, aroma, and sensory elements of the dining experience, is associated with eating more and weighing more. The whole person integrative eating remedy: savor and flavor your food with loving regard. The next WPIE overeating behavior is unappetizing atmosphere, and the antidote is appetizing atmosphere. Both the emotional and aesthetic unappetizing atmosphere was another unexpected, surprising overeating style. This means that eating while, say, someone nearby is arguing, or you're munching a muffin while pumping gas, the unpleasant emotional and aesthetic environment may contribute to overeating and weight gain. The whole person integrative eating solution is this: eat in pleasing emotional and aesthetic surroundings. The next whole person integrative eating behavior is to enjoy food-related experiences with others. It's number 7. More and more research links the solo dining WPIE overeating style with eating lots of fast processed food and also being overweight and obese. The whole person integrative eating antidote is this: eat with others as often as possible. Perhaps by taking an online food break with others, or sharing virtual or in-person meals with friends, coworkers, or family members. Here's the takeaway. To reap the rewards of the whole person integrative eating program, think of it as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less throughout 2024 and beyond. And consider the 7 ingredients of whole person integrative eating I just gave you a brief overview about as a lifetime practice. An all-star team of food choices and eating behaviors you get better and better at with each meal. When you do, you may make go on a diet, New Year's resolutions, unnecessary and obsolete. Here's a brief recap to today's talk. We've just discussed 5 cutting-edge 21st century scientific breakthroughs that lead to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Number 1, epigenetics. Number 2, nutritional epigenetics. Number 3, gut health. Number 4, your food choices, most of your time food choices. And 5, your eating behaviors. In my opinion, the 5 21st century scientific breakthroughs we just discussed changed the nutrition landscape so much so that we now know that the food choices you make each day can empower you to, 1, lose weight and keep it off, have a strong immune system so you can effectively and confidently fight disease, 3, prevent health problems for which you're at high risk. For instance, personal comment, both of my parents had heart disease, but I don't, in large part because of the dietary lifestyle I've been following for decades. Number 4, we now know you can eat to manage and sometimes reverse, yes, reverse, chronic diet-related conditions with which you're currently struggling. Number 5, switch off genes you have that put you at risk for certain health problems so the condition does not manifest or no longer manifests. And finally, enjoy the experience of eating and perceive it as one of life's greatest pleasures. I created today's podcast about 5 cutting-edge breakthroughs, your roadmap to eat less, weigh less, without dieting, because I believe that one of the key reasons so many of us struggle with food and weight is that 20th century nutritional science has taught us to replace our centuries-old relationship to food and eating that our ancestors enjoyed for thousands of years with what I call today's eating by number. Here's what I mean. In the last century, since nutritional science as we know it today was born, we've learned to count calories and carbs and to figure fat both in food and on our bodies. And we've learned to weigh our worth based on a number on a scale and to obsess about our weight and what's in our food and the best way to eat. These are the new normal overeating styles Larry and I discovered. And most of us eat alone today, in part because of COVID, but also because of how society has evolved for many, many reasons. Clearly, our eating by number and solo dining mentality has taken the meaning out of meals, and it ignores the deep pleasure we derive when we dine on delicious food with others in a pleasant atmosphere. If you want to know what I mean, think of a wonderful, memorable dining experience. Were you alone, counting calories or eating comfort food mindlessly? Or did your delightful dining experience include others? What about the meal made it memorable? Where were you? Albert Einstein said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. The diet think most of us have learned over the last few decades is an ineffective strategy to help the many millions struggling with diet-related body and mind conditions, from obesity and heart disease to diabetes, depression, anxiety, and more. Clearly, we need a new way of thinking about optimal eating, weight, and health." The five discoveries of the 21st century give us insights into where to take these 21st century discoveries so we can enjoy food and eat less and weigh less without dieting. We just did a deep dive into the latest, most relevant, dependable nutritional science discoveries so you can know, really, really know, what to eat and how to eat to up the odds of switching off health-harming genes, to boost your immune system, and to nourish all of you physically, emotionally, spiritually, and socially each time you eat. Follow this roadmap that 21st century science has given us, and you up the odds of weight loss success and to reaching and sustaining your health destination. So you can reap the rewards of what you discover on each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret we just discussed, or perhaps a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I'll offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Today's in-action exercise is a self-insight exercise that can lead to overcoming the overeating styles and to switching off genes that may be problematic so that health manifests. Consider keeping a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal to write your experience with each in-action exercise. Here's today's in-action self-insight, self-reflection. Number one, review the five breakthroughs and become more familiar with them. You can review the breakthroughs in today's episode by, one, listening again to today's podcast, two, reading the transcript of today's podcast, three, or reading an article blog that I wrote about the overeating styles and these elements of breakthroughs. Visit HealingSecretsPodcast.com to listen to the podcast or to read the transcript or article, or go to your favorite podcast platform. After becoming more familiar with the breakthroughs, here is self-reflection number two. Reflect on your thoughts about the power of food and eating behaviors to, number one, switch off the expression of health-harming genes. Number two, increase good bacteria in your gut, and in turn boost immunity, decrease odds of health problems, and enhance emotions and mood. And number three, reflect on replacing the root reasons you overeat and gain weight, your overeating styles, with eating less and weighing less. Now, consider writing down your thoughts in your Healing Secrets of Food Revealed podcast journal, then decide, number one, if you're willing to make any changes in what and how you eat. And if so, what exact changes in your food choices and eating behaviors feel right to you? I want to thank you for joining me today on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'm looking forward to sharing step-by-step, science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being, each time you eat, so you can thrive. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, please visit healingsecretspodcast.com. Then, look for the yellow light bulb next to the in-action CTA. At HealingSecretsPodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again, read the transcript, and consider joining the Healing Secrets Podcast community, where I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'm Deborah Keston, host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.